The program is called Studio on the Go. It's a professional music studio. It travels to schools and community centers in Flint, Grand Rapids, and Kalamazoo. Kids use computers and keyboards to make music and beats. Then they write lyrics about their lives and finally record the songs. Here's a sample of what they've done.
Somebody call a doctor. Our city is sick. We just need somebody to heal Flint Town quick.
Black, white, Hispanic, Indian, Asian. We all fit in this equation. Everybody work.
Kids are given a topic to write about. So three recent topics have been education, making it, and family. The idea is not to imitate the stuff you hear on the radio, but to write your own songs. So, Studio on the Go has a few ground rules. You gotta keep it positive and no swearing. What emerges are songs about the kids' personal struggles, along with heartfelt tributes. Some kids sing about what it's like to have someone they love die, or to have a family member in jail. And of course, there are lighter topics, too. Like this little kid, who's recorded a song about how she wants to be a pop star.
I can ride the boat wherever I go, even though the traffic is really slow.
Studio on the Go is the brainchild of longtime Flint music producer Farlon Randall. He says he's recorded everyone from gangsters to punk rockers. Randall started working with kids just a few years ago. That's after a friend of his begged him to come to a school and show the students what he did. Randall says it was a big hit. These days, Randall has a handful of guys working for him, and they put on several workshops a day. Randall says one of the things the kids love is the attention they get from the instructors.
They don't have a lot of that one-on-one positive male attention to push them in that to do great, do better, or you could do this, or don't be scared to do this.
Hey, listen, we are, pull up the song, get around the table.
Today at the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Flint, Randall is helping a room full of kids compose some lyrics. The topic is Never Letting Go. 12-year-old Shamar Brown sits at a table, and he's got his head in his hands.
I'm usually the singing type, I'm not the rapping type.
Sing away.
Okay.
Can you put on the beat?
All right, two, three.
I gotta get out of here. Man, I'm about to get paid. I'm still too...
Everybody jumps in with advice because Brown is singing too high. So he tries again.
I gotta get out of here. Man, I'm about to get paid. Still trying to strive and chase the dollars. So I'ma practice every day and hour. You see, I'm trying to sprout just like a flower.
When Brown finished, I asked him what his song was about, and he was quick with an answer.
I gotta go, get out of Flint, because it's not really nowhere to be here. I wanna go to California, Miami. I wanna go everywhere.
He says that ties into the songwriting topic of never letting go, because Brown says he'll never let go of his dream. Kids learn more than just how to write and produce their own music. They also pick up some valuable life skills. 15-year-old Khalil Taylor says when he first started coming to the studio, he was a mumbler.
I wasn't confident with my words. I was not good at speaking like now. And I was kind of a shy person. So now, when I feel like I want to express something, I could just put it out there, no hesitation, more confident with my stuff.
Taylor says he's gone from being a mumbler to being the real deal. So much so, that's the rap name he's given himself. Real Deal.
There's a lot of things I can never let go. Sentimental memories and heartbreaks, cold as snow.
I'm Kyle Norris, Michigan Radio News.